The following is brought to you in association with and as a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
This episode of Neckbreaker is officially brought to you by our friends over at ClickAtTicket.com. They have tickets for thousands of events, including Motorhead, WWE, Chikara Pro Wrestling, the Book of Mormon, Major League Baseball, and many more.
Just for being our listener, ClickAtTicket.com is offering a 5% discount off any ticket purchase. To cash in, Google ClickAtTicket, check out their selection, and just add the code NECKBREAKER at checkout.
One more time! Google ClickAtTicket, add some tickets to your Mario Kart, and enter the code NECKBREAKER at checkout for your 5% discount. And now, enjoy the show.
Thanks for downloading Neckbreaker, a pro wrestling and heavy metal podcast. I'm your host, Brian Thompson. Later in the show, our wrestling and metal panel will discuss the latest headlines, plus Chris is going to review the WWE 2K16 release. But first, I recently got a chance to shoot the breeze with Rick from the Long Island thrash band Extinction AD. Let's get right to it. Over the summer, Extinction AD, you guys released a brand new album. I think it was called Faith Killer, right? If someone hasn't listened to your band yet, what track from that album would you have them listen to first?
Oh, that's such a hard question. Especially like as time goes by with the record being out for a little while, I keep like fluctuating on what my favorite song is and what song I feel like is most indicative of what we do. Instruments of Death.
So that's the one track that if you were to give somebody one track just to get a feel for Extinction AD, that would probably be it.
It's hard to say if that's one specific one because that doesn't have any guitar leads on it. So I feel like, you know, how could it be indicative of the band fully without a guitar, you know, without a guitar solo?
That's a good point. How could you have a thrash band without a random solo, right?
Yeah, right. Shit.
So like on your, I don't have the album, but say the album's in stores. You know those For Fans of stickers that are on most CDs? What three bands do you think would be on that sticker if you guys had that?
This is probably really easy. Slayer, Metallica, Testament.
Oh, good shit. It's you're in a good family there.
That's my take on it. Somebody else might have a different take on it. You know, I'm close to it, but
And I think your take's probably a pretty good one. You know, I think you know your sound at least, or at least what you're influenced by.
Yeah,
you know? For Extinction AD, you guys have been around for at least definitely a few years now, busting ass. Can you tell me what's one of the biggest challenges for you guys right now?
Such an oversaturation of bands, it's hard to kind of stand out.
God, ain't that the truth.
You know what? Not even hard to stand out, but hard to get the initial interest. You know, it's the type of thing where, like I said, we've only been playing for just over 2 years now, but we've toured with, you know, genre-wise bands across, you know, that we should have, you know, in some way, shape, form, have no business touring with. You know, like, oh, we did tours with metalcore bands, metal bands, thrash bands, you know, pop-punk bands.
So, you know, one of the biggest challenges, I guess, for you guys is not competing with other bands, but there's a huge market for metal. So much going on. How do you even get people to focus on your sound, what the hell you're doing, you know?
You know, all we could do is, is bust our ass and go out there and play when the opportunity arises and, you know, make the best of it. You know, treat every single show like it's the most important show to date.
You can't lose that way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, from my point of view, you can't because, of course, everybody wants people to like their band. That's the reason why you go on tour and the reason why you release records instead of just recording them for yourself. But, I like to think I'm our harshest critic. So me being able to get up there and knowing we're doing our best and, we're going out to kill every single night.
That's a pretty good end goal to have. Shit. I mean, why else would you be in a thrash band, right?
So
you guys have been playing out for a few years. We'll talk about the tour in just a second. Of all the shows you guys have done in the past, you got to have a show that stands out as maybe one of your best, and you got to have a show that maybe stands out as one of your worst. Do you have any stories?
Faith Killer record release show at home. We played with Suffocation who, you know,
that's
legendary
sweet.
Death metal band overall, but all from Long Island. For, so for us to be able to play Long Island with Suffocation was amazing.
Those guys are such good dudes, too.
Oh, awesome. Super low-key and easygoing.
Your CD release show is always a fun one. No matter what, you at least have good friends who are showing up, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And that was awesome. You know, there was a couple bands that played prior, and then we were playing for Suffocation. And it's, by the time we hit the stage, it was like people were ready to go. We don't expect that. You know, we expect that by the end of the set, you know, some people are headbanging. We got some people to run around in a circle to get people hyped. But that right off the bat thing is still pretty new to us. So for that, especially for being at home, was really, really cool for us. So I would say, you know, personally, that was my favorite show for us.
And what about your worst show?
You know, it to be honest, it's kind of difficult to say. It's almost like having the chance to, you know, travel or just, you know, go anywhere and play in itself is already a win. You know, there's been times where it's like, oh, we didn't feel like we played well, or the crowd was, you know, pretentious pricks.
That will happen. You know, I'll ask one more question about Extinction AD, but I have a feeling you're a pro wrestling fan, and I want to get to that. talk about the upcoming tour with Havoc and Black Fast. We've had Black Fast on the show. They're good dudes as well. Can you talk about the tour? What's coming up?
Yeah, sure. We played our first show ever with Havoc.
Oh, no shit.
So right off the bat, it was like, oh, here's a band that, you know, was right in our wheelhouse sound-wise. And then I found out after we played with them and, you know, hung out a bit that idealistically wise and the way we view not just the country but the world was also very similar. So oh, this is really, really cool. So from that point, which was August 2013, we always stayed in touch with those guys. So, you know, this past summer we ran into them in Denver, where they're from, and the singer was saying, "Hey, we're putting together a tour in the fall. You know, we'd love to have you guys." I was like, "You know, as soon as you're ready, you let us know. We'll make sure we're around." So they put together the tour, and they have a couple of different legs. And our leg is with, you know, them and Black Fast, who's a band that we also just recently met. You said before, you know, great St. Louis metal band. So it really turned out to be perfect. Like, oh, the first tour we're going to be doing after the release of our record, or actually the second tour, is going to be with these two great bands that we like musically and personally, as well as idealistically, or ideal-wise. So it should be great. You know, three metal bands that, you know, lean heavy on the thrash side should really, really be cool. You know, we all going to share a bit of a fan base. I think it's just a really, really strong bill.
Yeah, it's a pretty sweet package, and you mentioned like if you're going to be playing, you know, if you're going to be touring with a band, you can. There's bands that we've been on tour with or whatever, and we're like, we're not crazy about their sound, but if they're good dudes, people you want to hang out with, it kind of balances it out, you know. So you're getting both with the bands you're touring with, like they're good people, and you dig their style, so it's a double win.
We're really, really excited for this.
Right on, man. It starts, I believe, in a couple of weeks here, mid-November, if I'm not mistaken. What's the tour date range?
Well, actually, we start on Saturday. We start, we do a show in Baltimore, we do a show in Western Pennsylvania, and then we meet up with Just Black Fast for, I think, four more shows. Detroit, Chicago, Rockford, and Denver. And then, so that essentially runs November 14th till November 20th. And then November 21st, the two meet up Havoc in Phoenix.
Good shit. I mean, that's going to be an awesome tour package. And I didn't see any Massachusetts states, but hey, you never know. So maybe sometime down the road we'll
Yeah, would be great. You know, we've actually only got a chance to play Massachusetts twice at this point. We played in Boston in over the summer. And then I think we played Metal Fest in, what was that, May? New England Metal Fest, I believe.
Yeah, that was, that's like April, May kind of range. Yeah, that's always a good time.
Hopefully soon, you know, would it be great to get there with Black Fest and Havoc also.
Oh, right on, man, right on. Let's switch gears. You know our show, half heavy metal, half pro wrestling. So
yeah, that sounds like my life.
Yeah, exactly. We're in the same ballpark here. Tell me how you feel about the Seth Rollins injury. If you heard about that,
I feel terrible. You know, he's on like a not just a career, but like a life high right now, and he deserves it. He's such a hardworking guy, and he's a great dude. But he's so amazing in the ring, and his mic skills have gotten completely out of control. I know a lot of people were kind of on him when he first came up to the main roster, like, oh, he needs to work on his mic skills. And, you know, he's gotten so good across the board that he's, you know, hands down been the top heel. So for this injury to happen at all, let alone right now, and for the extent of the injury, you know, most likely keeping him out of WrestleMania, it's heartbreaking.
The timing is terrible. I mean, the timing's never good, obviously, for Nia to fucking blow up. But, you know, think of Rollins when the Shield came in, everyone was like, Rollins is the number three behind Ambrose and Reigns in regards to, you know, push and so forth. And then he pretty much did a fucking 360. He said, nope, I'm going to take over this situation. And he ended up being, here's your top heel for well over a year now. So good. He's doing an awesome job, and it does suck timing-wise.
I mean, yeah, it's a total bummer. But at the same time, you know, he's in superhuman shape. So, you know, the 6 to 8 months recovery for him, you know, may turn into 3 months, 4 months, you know, and that's, I don't know anything. I'm just saying, you know, what I'm, you know, I guess maybe wishful thinking. But like I say, he's an insane condition. So...
Nope, Rick from Extinction AD. Rick from Extinction AD. I'm going to tell Russell Zone tomorrow morning. Nope, Rick said it's 3 months tops.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man. Yeah, the timing sucks, and such a good talent. And just imagine the babyface reaction it'll get coming back.
Oh, yeah.
So he's already going to turn. He's already turned, if I'm not mistaken. Just going out like that, he'll already be a baby coming back.
Yeah.
You obviously you follow the current product, and a lot of bands that we talk to don't. You know, they know Warrior, they know Savage, and that's the extent. So, tell me, what do you think is missing from today's, let's say, WWE product? Is there something you feel is missing?
You know what's missing? I actually had this conversation with one of my friends the other day. And it's funny because I'm, you know, I haven't been for a long time, but, you know, I give it a shot, but I just can't get into TNA. I've tried to, when they first got their Spike deal in, the mid 2000s, I was into it. I lost interest really quick. One of my buddies is a huge fan of Lucha Underground, and, you know, but we all talk about wrestling like it's wrestling. But the main thing, even with the difference between, you know, TNA and Lucha Underground and, you know, all the Japanese companies, and WWE, the thing that I think is missing from WWE is the feeling that it's, I don't want to say real, but when something happens, it's not like, oh, I wonder where they're going to go with this story, or like, I wonder, you know, if this guy is going to go over, or, you know, I wonder what the angle is going to turn out to be here, or even just sitting back and watching it unfold like a television show. We automatically go to like, oh, well, they're planning on pushing this guy to do this, or like, you know what I mean? It's almost like it's too overexposed, and it's been overexposed for, you know, over a decade, probably, you know, since 98. So I think 97, maybe it was like very, very exposed, but maybe not completely overexposed, but, it's so completely overexposed, and they even allow it to be overexposed back and forth on the television show. Like on Raw and SmackDown, you know, it's like, oh, angle, shoot. And the shoot stuff isn't like, you know, it was Attitude Era wise where you're, you know, mixing it in to like into an actual angle. It's straight up like, for example, and I understand the whole, you know, Rise Above Cancer thing, of course, but, you know, the heels are coming out in Rise Above Cancer shirts.
Oh,
how can you possibly hit this heel as a real heel?
Like, it's, what are you doing? Like, Jim Cornette is, like, having a heart attack just thinking of that concept. Like,
exactly.
It's a simple good versus evil concept. And you got Bray Wyatt, who is killing it, always killing it on the mic. good character. And then WWE's Twitter account will retweet something of him, like, kissing a couple of kids, whatever, you know, who are sick or, you know, something like that. It's like,
exactly.
You just killed his heat. And maybe that's where we are in 2015, but don't do that. You don't have to do that. You know, let him meet the kids backstage. That's fine. But don't take pictures and put it online saying, oh, by the way, this ridiculous, scary character. Nah, it's all bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's almost like, and because it's, you know, wrestling is such a niche thing, you know, like it's very hard to explain wrestling to somebody who's not a wrestling fan. You know, you can't just say, oh, well, you know, it's a predetermined sport, or it's, you know, just a regular television show, because it's different. So, I mean, it's, you can't take, like, you know, the main villain of, you know, Arrow and, like, for example, and, you know, oh, he's his actual character all the time. You know, you could tweet a picture of him kissing a kid and it's fine, because you're going to watch a television show and he's, you know, shooting someone with an arrow, stabbing someone with a sword. And it's like, oh, well, it's a television show. You can't do that with wrestling to this extent, you know? And I think, you know, 97, 98, 96, when they said, hey, we know that you guys know we're tired of, you know, insulting your intelligence. At the same time, you know, it still needs a little bit of kayfabe for someone to have any emotional investment in the story whatsoever. And I think for them to be like, oh, no, you know, it's better PR to have Bray Wyatt be evil on TV, but, you know, here's him granting these wishes on Twitter.
And, yeah, just I totally agree. There's no need for that.
No, it's overkill with, and I'm not even one of these people that complains about the PG era.
You know, the attitude era, people will, you get that nostalgia and people say, oh, it's not as good as the attitude. Every generation's going to have that. It's not as good as, people will be, you know, kids are going to be growing up saying it's not as good as the ruthless aggression era. You know, they'll just keep, it'll just keep adding on to that. And you know what I miss there? And if you asked me the same question about what's missing from today's product, and I can't tell if it's because I'm getting older or if it's the product, but a surprise, like just not like when Del Rio came back at Hell in the Cell, marked out completely, didn't see it coming. I didn't see anything online about it. I missed that element of, oh shit, anything can happen. But it's to a point where so much is overproduced that we're not just like smarks, we're not just internet smarks who are like, know everything. I want to be surprised at least once in a while.
Yeah. And in all actuality, like that's wanting to be surprised every other Raw with something, that's really not too much to ask. You know, it's for 3 hours. So you're saying for every 6 hours, you know, plus with the overrun, so every 6.5 hours, you want at least one, like, somewhat interesting surprise. And not even something that, like, oh, I didn't see that coming. You thought, you know, oh, that makes you question, like, oh, I wonder why they did this, as opposed to, like, oh, that just happened, let me enjoy it.
NXT is pretty much for our demographic. The storylines, the simple one-on-one aspect. Well, not one-on-one, but you know where I'm going with that. NXT is just, they're like, you know what, we'll give the internet smarks NXT. We'll let them have all their indie darlings in there, and I love it. It's such a good product. But somehow
it's based in ring. Even the stories, you know, of course you can't have wrestling without having promos and, you know, a couple of backstage promos and all this stuff. But I mean, it's called wrestling because it's in the ring. You know, at least 80% of the product should be showcased in the ring. And I mean, I feel like NXT has way more, you know, hype right now than WWE does, which is saying, like, I don't understand. I mean, not that I don't understand. I feel like it's going to happen eventually. It's going the way of, like, oh, you know what? When people tune into wrestling, they want to see professional wrestling. You know, they don't really need to see the, you know, a 20-minute spoken word in-ring interview to start off a 3.5-hour show every week.
Oh, yeah, by the Authority or whoever the hell's doing a promo. Most likely the Authority. Yeah. 9, you know, 8 to 8:25 is a Hunter appearance, Stephanie fucking riling up the crowd for a while, and then there's your 8:30 match. It's they get comfortable with the structure of the show. It goes back to that lack of chaos, that lack of surprise. You know, Here's your Raw intro, here's your pyro, here's your promo, here's your match. It's like, They're getting comfortable. You know, this next question, we only got a few more left, and I'll let you go. I'll talk wrestling all day. Don't get me wrong. Shut. This is a tough one. I'll even let you think about it if you have to. In your eyes, what is one of the most memorable pro wrestling angles of all time?
Ooh.
And you can think about it. That's fun.
I mean, it's hard to think what's, you know, one of the most memorable as opposed to what's one of my favorites.
I'll go with that, then. That's cool.
One of my favorites, I think, oof, even that's so hard. I mean, Sting, Ric Flair.
Oh, man.
And, I mean, I don't even know where to start with that because, I mean, that angle essentially went on for, you know, on and off for 13 years. But, you know, Sting, Ric Flair, Great American Bash 1990, July 7th is my favorite match of all time. That's when Sting won the belt for the first time. But even that was over 2 years of a buildup from, you know, Clash of Champions 1 in 88. And, man, you know, I think Ric Flair is the greatest of all time. And I think Sting also, and it's hard to say because, you know, I don't want to say he's tarnishing his legacy by any means right now. But he's not really doing it any favors, you know. But if you take out it, you know, the past couple or the past year and a half or so, but that angle went on and on and on, like friends, enemies, with these amazing matches, and these amazing twists here and there, you know, who has the belt and who's going for which belt and all this stuff. And
you know, go back to Sting's legacy. The legacy he had before, I hate to say it, but I'm sure he didn't want his legacy to end at TNA. And I know that's the easy victim to always point at TNA, you know, FTNA, all this stuff.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Part of me was like thinking, did he want that to be his last pro wrestling memory of working, working Orlando in front of 200 theme park guests, you know, like
yeah.
I know someone's gonna correct me and say he did some arena in UK. I know, but whatever.
for the most part, you know, he was, you know, doing, you know, what, once a month, twice a month, you know, TNA pay per view and or television shows to, you know, mostly disinterested Orlando audiences. I've been to TNA in Orlando, and it's pretty grim. And I was ecstatic when he finally came to WWE, and I think, you know, I kind of don't really understand what they're doing with him. You know, I'm hoping that they're going to wind up throwing him into the Survivor Series team. And, I mean, I have a whole elaborate thing every single year where I think Sting's going to fit in. So it's funny that it's actually, you know, possible now. But, I mean, in my head, I have a whole entire angle of how he could finally wind up having a match with Undertaker this year. But I think...
No, wait. Fantasy book that for me. Okay.
Well, for this year?
Sure.
I see, well, we got the Wyatts. I believe Wyatts heading into Survivor Series should be Undertaker, Lesnar, Kane, and Sting on their,
man,
you know, their four-man team. Now, I think that's finally the chance that Sting can get a win. Because most of the time, in, you know, wrestling, wins and losses don't matter. At this point, Sting needs a win. Like, he can't come in and have two losses and then, like, oh, let's put him in the Hall of Fame. Hey, Sting, good career. I mean, that's not fair to anybody.
True.
I mean, it's not even fair to, you know, WWE because, I mean, they're shooting themselves in the foot merchandising-wise. You know, if you bring this guy and do all that stuff in, you know, the little kids that only know that, they don't give a shit. They're not going to buy a Sting DVD and buy a bunch of toys. But they do that. They have Sting go over. I mean, Survivor Series matches are always ways they could get Lesnar and Kane and all the rights out without making anybody look bad, especially with that amount of talent in the ring. But being that it's, you know, after all this time, Sting is Undertaker's last hope. You know, when to Lesnar to join the team, it's like, holy shit, Undertaker and Lesnar are joining together now. And even that isn't going to be enough. And it's like, oh, what are we going to do? There comes Sting. It's like, oh, well, Sting hasn't even done anything here. And Sting comes there and kicks everyone's ass. So at that point, you have the whole, you know, Undertaker who just during this whole Lesnar run, you know, teased going heel. So it was the heel in all those matches. And then afterwards, when the Wyatt's taken out, it automatically turns him face again. So Sting comes in and right off the bat, like, oh, I guess they're not going to have this match ever. You know, they'll be friends. Even that's interesting. Oh, Sting and Undertaker are friends. But you know, 4-on-4, there's always ways to, you know, oh, the littlest tiny thing. Undertaker's holding Wyatt for Sting to hit him. Wyatt ducks. Sting hits Undertaker. Oh, my God, what the fuck? We hate each other. We have to have a match.
There's your setup.
I mean, it's perfect. And, you know, depending on how healthy either of them are, you could even, you know, have them match up for, you know, 2 minutes in the Royal Rumble. You know what I mean? Put Sting in the Rumble, put Undertaker in the Rumble, you know, give them, you know, number 13 and 16. They both clear the ring. They do the thing when they back into each other. Oh, look, Sting and Undertaker finally in a fight. You know, they maybe get a couple of blows in. Somebody comes in, screws it up. So they both eliminate each other eventually. Hey, we need to have this final WrestleMania match. And especially with Undertaker already having the one loss at WrestleMania, he doesn't need to win. I mean, they've already ruined the streak, so, I mean, they might as well give him 5 losses in a row. It doesn't fucking matter anymore.
Yeah, you already popped the cherry. It's already over.
Exactly. So Sting not only finally getting a WrestleMania, no, his moment last year was cool, but he lost. And, you know, after all this time, I think Sting needs a couple of really big things to cement his legacy, and Undertaker should be done anyway, in my opinion. So, I mean, it works well for everyone. Undertaker loses again, it doesn't matter. Nobody cares about the streak because it's already gone.
It's a great idea, and it would build to, you know, like 6 or 7 months of story. So, no, they won't do that. you know, with that said, Rick, we're gonna get you back on this show again just to talk All Pro Wrestling. This is just an Extinction AD episode. Again, be sure to purchase Extinction AD's new album, Faith Killer. I say new, but, you know, this year. At your local record shop, and definitely get it on iTunes if you can't see it at your shop. Twitter and Facebook, I think you guys are at Extinction AD, most likely. All that good shit, and definitely check you guys on the road this coming month here with Havoc and Blackfast. All good bands. That's a sweet tour package. Go talk to Rick about pro wrestling. Rick, definitely appreciate you being on, man. We're definitely gonna get you back on. If you come to Boston again, hit us up. We'll get you in studio, and we'll drink beers.
Yeah, man, we'll be great.
All right, man, we'll be in touch. Thanks again.
Great, man, thanks.
Cheers.
Nobody has time to sit and read a physical book anymore, but audiobooks are a different story. You can always have your earbuds in, so why not listen to some books?
Start today with Audible. They have over 150,000 audiobooks with plenty of metal and wrestling titles, and they're all compatible with your mobile device.
For a free? Shit's free? For a free audiobook download and a free 30-day trial? Hachi machi. Visit audibletrial.com/neckbreaker. That's audibletrial.com/neckbreaker.
Welcome to a special on-location edition of our wrestling and metal panel. My name is Brian Thompson, and on this week's roundtable, we have my co-host, John, the real Global Force Aubrey.
Is this a special? It's like the 20th time we've done this.
Well, it's been a while.
Been a while.
It's been a while since you've said it's been... You know, yeah, well, it's we've been in the studio for many episodes now. I think we haven't been to Woburn. So here we are at the Quesary Arena.
Yeah, we're back here because
and it gave away your location.
I've turned this place back into a bachelor pad again. It is very much a place where a single 31-year-old man lives.
Well, you can tell because of all the wrestling buddies.
I am sitting on 5 wrestling buddies right now.
Your pillows. They're very, you got a lovely,
buddies.
They're my buddies.
Well, they're your, you got Warrior, right? You got, fucking Macho
beer,
King.
Beer and a half on this motherfucker.
Yeah, this couch is,
I got the Boss Man one. That's probably the rare one that I got.
We're the Quesary Arena here, John Aubrey, my co-host, and of course, our senior pro wrestling correspondent, Sir Chris Casars. It's been a while. The 3-year anniversary show, guys, that was a blast.
Yeah.
Good times with thanks. Just
it was okay.
Really got my back. With Josh Staples and Evan from Composted coming out. And this is where John says excrement.
Everyone I've talked to has said they've enjoyed that episode. That was probably our best one in a while. So thanks.
Well, fuck
to
them.
The one person who said that to me.
I don't. No one tells me about it. So
Staples is always always a quality guest, and Evan too. Evan's the he'll sneak in things like just here and there, and he kills it absolutely.
The thing about Josh is his Boston accent is so thick that you forget that he's actually kind of quit-witted.
You're so distracted.
Quick-witted.
quick.
Because I'm used to everyone who talks like that to be a fucking moron.
He's got an acid tongue.
Yeah, he really is.
He's good on the mic. He could be a great manager.
He really could.
Yeah.
Like, he just, maybe it's just because I do construction, and like, I just fucking 8 out of every 10 people, I sound exactly like that, and they're all fucking retards.
It's just garbage pouring out of their lips.
Like, as soon as every time I talk to him, too, it's not just on the podcast. And like, every time I talk to him, like, fucking Josh. And they're like, he's always fucking smart and quick.
Josh, you think it's like a gimmick. Like, you know, he's like, he's just purposely laying on heavy because he's got a mic in front of him.
He's living that gimmick.
Like, he's, DDP style. Like, if you talk to him at Ralph's, always on. That's just who he is, and that's that makes him a quality guest. So all the support, all the shares, and all that garbage for our 3-year show, appreciate that. Cheap plug, we launched a merch shop, neckbreaker.net/shop. T-shirts, hoodies, we're going to put a bunch of other cool shit on there, new designs.
Kitten mittens.
Can we make a shirt that just says, eat shit?
Any design that we want, I'm telling you. Bro. Anything.
Okay. This is what I was thinking on the way here. Take out the picture of Jess Casares holding the iced coffee.
Wait.
And just, all right. This is it.
I'm following
just
here.
Just the picture of him holding the iced coffee with his like, face. And just have the top say, I gots to tell you.
Done. Send it to press.
Oh my God. That is amazing.
Throw it in Photoshop, bubble wrap the shit out of it, and send it over to me.
I gotta get Photoshop?
There's gotta be a free one. Something of that nature. Legit, any design that we're gonna think of for this show, metal, wrestling, anything, we could have the shirt up tomorrow. That quickly. And Printful will get it out the door. This is a good site, too. It's not like one of those.
Is it on prodrinkingtees.com?
Are they paying us for ad time yet?
Suck my ass at smells.org. Yeah, no.
It's like a Wolverine.
Yeah, of course.
Starts eating and doesn't stop. I'm paraphrasing that movie, but
Pro Wrestling Tees doesn't acknowledge
Jurassic
us.
World?
No, that was hated, the G.G. Allen documentary.
Oh, all right.
Because he said, suck my ass, it smells.
So, legit.
It's not so much your M.O.
No, I'm familiar with G.G. Allen, the piece of garbage. I'm glad he's dead.
I'll say you really fail.
Me too, but doesn't mean I still. I got to tell you, Gigi.
Just saying, the shirts are online. You want to help us out? You want to buy a shirt? You want to look like more of an asshole than you already do, and pay us at the same time? Fucking
buy
win-win.
Our shirt, realize you're a piece of shit, and get a collar.
Yeah,
you dick.
You're welcome. Wrestling headlines. Wrestling. Goddamn.
Look like you give a shit about yourself.
I'm fucked.
Not yet. You're working on it. Soon enough. So let's get to the headlines. You know the drill. Latest pro wrestling headlines stolen directly from the internet. They're all true, etc., etc. Top WWE headline. You know the deal. Seth Rollins injury. That fucking. What do you think? What do you think, Vince? Just boiling it on the inside right now. Like, I don't have any main eventers. I know it's like the fall.
He does.
Who?
They could,
good answer.
They could use Ambrose.
I don't think he's there.
I'm on board with that.
He
actually
was 6 months ago.
That's true.
I don't know why I don't know why they don't use him. The way that stupid bracket's set up, something wonky's happening.
I predicted the qualifiers for, it's going to be Del Rio, Reigns, and then Ambrose Ziggler. They could go a lot of different ways with that, I think.
Yeah.
So I like everyone who's in it.
If they think
so far, so
good. If they think outside the box, it's a good time to use Cesaro.
Yeah.
Well, he's going with Reigns, right? That's the next bracket. Did it happen already? It's SmackDown. I don't know.
But they could have someone screw Reigns over and Cesaro moves on, you know. But that obviously won't happen.
Cesaro is going to be there to give Reigns the Brock Lesnar, Daniel Bryan good match treatment.
Yeah.
Put Reigns over. Reigns is advanced. Reigns is going. This is it. This is it for Reigns. We're not going to like it, but they're going to give it to him.
No. They're going to stick with Reigns as a babyface, and they're turning either Ambrose or Ziggler heel.
Here.
Ziggler, they can't trust.
This on TV, that he's giving the elbow to Rick.
They're not going to give the belt to Ziggler. They can't trust his health. One bump and he's in his Daniel Bryan style. Out. He's got way too many concussions.
Who did you say they were going to turn heel?
Ziggler or Ambrose.
Yeah, okay. Turning Ambrose heel makes sense.
He could do it.
Now, what about them possibly having the... I almost said the corporation twice. The Authority. What about Owens? Not worth it, or
I don't think they're gonna pull the trigger on him yet. They could.
I don't think.
I'd be very happy.
I wouldn't
if they
think
did.
They were, but it seems like a possibility.
I'd be happy if they did, but I don't think it's going to happen. I'd be pleasantly surprised if it did.
He beat Titus O'Neil. It's a big fucking deal.
That's
all right. That's so funny, you want a fantasy book it? The internet, obviously, we want Reigns. If you want to get people to get behind Reigns, I think you got to hate him first. Just like The Rock, John. You mentioned with the IC title. Turn him heel. Do the rinse.
This is like the Die Rocky Die moment for him. He can just tell everyone to screw.
It's his Samoan heritage. That's just what happens. Him and The Rock, turn him heel. Do the exact same rinse and repeat at the tournament. Screw over whoever Reigns is going up against in the finals. Make Reigns the Authority guy. Build him to Mania as the new Authority champion. And then you get Lesnar Reigns 2.0 with reverse roles.
I'm in on that, too. Like, that's another possibility that I've heard discussed and I like.
Hmm. So, what do you think, John? Where do you think we're going with this tournament? You think it's going to be Reigns? What do you want to happen?
What do I think is going to happen is every time that they have a chance to do something creative and outside of the box, they always go with black and white.
That's true. Yeah.
Like every time you think that CM Punk's the champion, he's facing The Rock, maybe some bullshit's going to happen where CM Punk still wins, but you know for a fact that John Cena's going to win the Royal Rumble and The Rock's going to win the title to set up that fucking match at WrestleMania.
The easy way.
Like, just stay the course and it's going to happen. So...
I don't fault them for that though, because that was okay. I know a lot of people poo-pooed on it, but
it's just,
I wasn't so solid.
Why can't we take the
Cena
route sometimes?
Specialty orders do upset us. It's pretty much the just simple.
So straight to the like, yeah. I mean, you saw this coming since fucking SummerSlam, but here you go.
This is the meal you ordered. That's what you're getting.
Yeah. So I mean, it's probably gonna be Reigns. If I had to venture a guess, what I think is going to happen is that whoever Reigns is about to feud with for the next 3 months until Royal Rumble is going to win it, and then Reigns would win it at Royal Rumble.
Or TLC.
Or TLC, I guess.
Yeah, we're not too far away from the Rumble. And that throws everything off, too. I mean, do you have Lesnar come in and just throw the world out, win the Rumble, then go up against Reigns? I don't know. Yeah, right.
Because they have Daniel Bryan in their back pocket for the Rumble, too. He's kind of like their ace in the hole right now.
Oh, he keeps talking in the media, too. I don't know. I feel like they're trying to... Maybe that's by design, but he keeps saying, like, I'm ready to go and WWE's doctors aren't letting me, which is like... I don't know. That seems like that's kind of like the no-no CM Punk territory of don't say that. So
Daniel Bryan is Wes Welker.
I was going to say that. Oh, my God. I picked him up in fantasy just to rat him on my bench just to see what he does.
So you're right. He's got that in the back pocket. You got, Taker situation. It's probably going to be Taker Cena at Mania.
Is it?
That's what I've heard, too, yeah.
Read that somewhere. Seth Rollins getting injured. We didn't even talk about Seth. We just said, fuck you, Seth. You're done.
What's there to say about it? It sucks.
Yeah. Blew out his knee at
it sucks.
In a table match and show.
He was so hot too. Like, you know, he was almost white hot, not quite there, but he was riding high.
We'll never know what color those fucking pants were going to be at WrestleMania, which is really upsets me. Gold. They were going to be gold.
Like,
you were right about that.
Yeah.
Oh God, it's so good.
Damn it, Seth! Why'd you have to ruin everything? You had to do a sunset flip powerbomb to Kane.
Did you see how he finished the match, too? He just hung in there and pedigreed Kane just like nothing was wrong. But, like, you know, you could tell after he did that, he was, like, holding his knee and, like, inching his way over and shit. But
wait, so after the powerbomb, he did a pedigree?
Yeah, he continued the match.
Well, because the table was set up. I know he did the sunset flip and his knee buckled. I thought he just powerbombed him through the table and pinned him.
Nope.
You can't re-tear it, so I'm not going to do anything worse.
Well, that's true, but I figured how the fuck do you even do the pedigree? He still had the drop on his knees. He did the pedigree after that.
He did it like full force, yeah.
Oh, 100%. That's retarded. I would have just went with the powerbomb and said, fuck it, you're done. Oh, my God.
Seth Rollins is a wrestler. He's tough. Philip Rivers played an entire football game with a torn ACL, and he's a fucking Mormon.
Landing on heavy tonight.
Well, yeah.
So, yeah, him...
the Bears won.
Missing Mania. I mean, this is the worst time to get injured. Missing Mania. Yeah, so we got the tournament now. And actually, I've got to bring up the main roster injuries. I mean, Cena's out for filming a movie, what have you. You got Daniel Bryan out. You have Rollins out. I know there's other... I know it doesn't matter. Nikki Bella. I think she's out with an injury. You got... Everyone's going out right now, pretty much.
Good.
Good. Good.
Everyone's dating but me.
It's thin the herd. There's too many.
This creates an interesting opportunity for someone else, though. That's what I like, is that now you have someone else to become the Ted Cruz anointed one. You know, like you can have some, like a new, like I like the idea of putting, like riding Ziggler or Ambrose right now. Yeah. I think that's probably the best thing to do.
That's the exact same thing that happened to Ambrose last fall when Reigns went out with the abdominal.
Yeah.
Injury that he had. He had them an injury.
So then he took in...
He took the ball and...
He had the Hell in the Cell match with Rollins.
The thing is,
that was
none
awesome.
Of those guys can really feud with Rollins, I don't think. Oh, I mean, Ambrose could, I guess.
Yeah, it'd be perfect.
Reigns needs someone he can beat the shit out of him with. That didn't say that very well, but... Like, he needs to have, like, a real, like, hard-hitting match to have it be any good. Like, that's why the match with Lesnar was so good. That's why the matches with Wyatt were so good.
Yeah.
Just beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
Let's switch gears to TNA. I'm trying to cover multiple promotions now. I kind of split it up. I know we'd usually do that, but TNA, they have a new executive in charge at Destination America. So there's no TV deal update, but with a new executive, just like Hell Nitro, you know, same deal. You had Time Warner, who didn't want anything to fuck. AOL pretty much said, fuck this.
Yeah.
Did you read that that conspiracy about the WCW sale? So Bischoff's company had like $48 million.
Yeah, he had like way more money than what they sold it for.
You had $48 million ready to go to get TV deals. They were going to take all the contracts, everything from Time Warner, AOL, and then they went with Vince, and then Time Warner, AOL still had to pay it a shitload of money. And you had Brad Siegel, who was involved in the situation, kind of doing a little backdoor deal with one of the former WWF executives. So,
I believe that 100% because it was a terrible deal for Time Warner to sell WCW for what they sold it for. It wasn't even Hogan or Nash's contract what they sold it for.
Yeah, terrible deal. So
Goldberg for that matter too. So I mean, like they ate those three humongous contracts. Well, Hall was fired, so they weren't paying him anymore. But yeah, those three were making tons of money. Sting was probably making tons of money too. So that they sell for like $2-3 million.
Ridiculous. I feel like we could get $3 million together of financial backing from a couple of banks.
Think of that. If that happened in 2015, it wouldn't have been sold to Vince probably.
No. No, different someone, ball game now.
Someone could have, I mean, it would have been sold to Vince.
Kickstarter.
Because he would have got it. But, like, you don't think, like, fucking 500 people couldn't have got enough money together to buy WCW?
Oh, my. Could you imagine that? The internet wrestling community gets together. Let's put a fucking Kickstarter up. We'll buy the company.
Have fucking Nash come over to do your laundry. Like, you're under contract.
You have the Dolphin user on Reddit booking the whole show. Goddamn. This goes back to the executives. They get a new executive at Destination America, and for all we know, that executive could be like, yeah, all of our programming is shit. The highest rated program we have is wrestling, so let's keep it on the air. So that could be good for TNA and Ring of Honor, just to keep that going. I'm pretty sure Ring of Honor is going to be all right. They have lower production value. Costs, I should say. But for TNA, no idea.
Have fun selling the ad time.
Yeah, that's wrestling's already tough to sell that ad time, never mind for a lower end product.
Skittles, Subway, and Snickers.
Burger King. Burger King will always do that.
Karate Fighters.
Shit, god
100 collect. 10-10 220.
Pennzoil.
Pennzoil. Oxy.
Yeah, where's the Oxy
Stridex
at?
Pads.
JVC Kaboom Box.
The Kaboom of the Night.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Good. Oh, what else? What? There's got to be one more. I mean, they do Totino's Pizza Rolls still right now, every once in a while.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Totino's is a big sponsor.
There's got to be fucking one more.
I was going to just list a shitty USA show. I don't know, Pacific Blue, whatever the fuck.
I mean, Mario Lopez almost feuded with Val Venus, if you remember correctly, if you watched your Heat.
I do recall. You should do an entire podcast dedicated to Sunday Night Heat.
I remember when Raven was the Sunday Night Heat general manager, and then they were like, you're not doing this.
Wasn't it Stevie Richards that did it?
Was it?
I thought it was.
Stevie.
I didn't even watch it then.
Then it became Stevie Night Heat.
I remember Stevie Night Heat.
I think that was from, somebody will correct us on the internet.
Once S.A. Rio stopped being the Sunday Night Heat main event guy, I stopped watching Sunday Night Heat. It was for S.A. Rios.
You mean you started watching Sunday Night Heat?
It's been so long. I started watching it again when like Raven and Stevie Richards were on, but that was the end. I think that was the end for Heat too. That was when it went away.
TNA is thinking.
You notice how interesting TNA is that we've started talking.
We're not even talking about
and
it. Like
WCW.
Like and
wow.
It was more fun to talk about buying WCW.
The shitty thing is. About this, when we're talking about TNA, it's like they're doing like everything I hear or read about them. It's like, oh, TNA was good this week. All these matches were good, and I'm not watching it.
And that's you. You used to be our TNA correspondent. Actually followed it for a while.
I punished myself sometimes.
You had a lot of beer.
I watched a lot of bad wrestling.
Yeah. You enjoyed a lot of jazz music on those evenings.
Yeah, you know.
I will say, marijuana definitely makes TNA better.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
It made SmackDown in 2008 a lot better, too.
Oh, no, I wasn't around for that.
There's not much it makes.
Vicky Guerrero is pretty awesome if you're stoned enough.
Oh, I like Vicky.
TNA.
Smoke until she's entertaining.
On a good note, if they are trying to do anything decent, we try to do pros and cons, you know that, but they're 2016, they're actually trying, if they could get an extension on the TV deal, they're going to go back to the Manhattan Center in New York and do more tapings. Totally smart. If they're going to...
Those episodes were good. I watched all those, and they were all entertaining. The intro was kind of weird, but after they got past like the heel versus babyface bus arrival at the same time segment, then it was okay.
Right. If they're going to do anything, that's the exact audience they need to go to. They need to be in Philly. They need to be in New York. They need to go to the UK. Keep going to the UK. I don't care how much money it costs. If they're going to, you know, do three or four tapings in a row, fine. But pick the right markets. You don't have to go to the Impact Zone.
Yeah, they're going to India.
India? That's going to be awesome. I bet that's going to be a real good crowd.
Yeah.
They don't get a shitload of wrestling over there, so they'll probably go apeshit.
Yep, exactly. That's what they're looking at.
New Japan. New Japan made it to our news segment. How about that? This is actually pretty funny. New Japan were recently contacted by WWE about airing footage on their network. According to New Japan, apparently completely declined the offer due to WWE not seeing them as competition. I think this is just WWE saying, we'll buy your footage for pennies on the dollar. We'll air it on fucking menu number 5 on the network.
But I don't think that's true. Like, you hear JBL's, like, when JBL calls a Lesnar match, he'll sneak in Lesnar was an IWGP champion every now and then.
That will help.
Like, it'll get in there. Like, Heyman will sneak it in there too. So I don't think it's a conscious effort to minimize New Japan.
They're not TNA.
They're just not really acknowledging anything else because they're off in their own fucking separate universe. Yeah.
Nothing else exists. Apparently.
Exactly.
Other side of the fucking world.
Exactly.
Like, we pretend like there's no other podcasts out there.
Like, when they went to Japan, though, I thought...
other than the other 7 that we referenced.
Thank you. I'm glad you picked that up.
6 now, you know.
Yeah.
I pissed myself off.
I just thought that was funny. There's actually one of the executives at New Japan actually tweeted this story, so I thought that was pretty cool that he actually put that out there. They contacted them for footage, so I mean,
I think WWE is slowly taking steps in the right direction. Like, every once in a while, they'll just kind of be like, look, we tried to do something good for you, see?
See, we tried, goddammit. Yeah, I mean, I know there's New Japan World, but it's all in Japanese, so I don't think there's an English translation for it. That would be sweet to watch, though.
Isn't Stryker and someone doing it?
Kevin Kelly are doing...
Stryker and Kevin Kelly?
They're doing Wrestle Kingdom this year, yeah.
Yeah.
But they have guys on Axis, who I've never seen the New Japan show on Axis, but from what I've heard, they're good.
Yeah, so, I mean, sure, the footage is a couple of weeks old, but nobody cares. I mean, nobody...
Well, sometimes years.
You know, it's weird that people will... bitch about TNA being like 2 months old, but then you could have a New Japan product that's 5 months old and people will be like, oh, that's cool.
Doesn't matter because you're not familiar enough with it over here, you know? Well, 99% of us aren't, so I mean, they could throw that on TV and it'd be fine.
Well, I just think people bury TNA. That's just, if any other company did it and it was old, we're like, we're okay with it, but because it's TNA doing it.
You can avoid spoilers on the internet. Like, it just hurts when they do something major because you know you're going to see that shit on someone's newsfeed.
They want to get the people that they're going to bring over to NXT the next year, they want to get them familiar with them before they bring them over so they can bring them to the main roster quicker.
Switching
gear.
Like
Kevin Owens, because it worked out real well.
Right, right. It did. It actually did. Classic Wrestling Revolution. You guys hear about this?
No.
This company?
This sounds like a terrible fucking... This sounds like a you want to play 21 situation.
Yeah,
I did. Yeah, I'm 22.
This is a promotion out of Vegas that's going to be launching soon. It's backed by Shane Douglas, Jake Roberts,
oh, yeah, Ronnie I did Garvin. Hear about this, yeah.
Ronnie Garvin, Nails.
Hercules.
Hercules backs it.
Duggan, Bret Hart.
So this promotion's going to be focusing on old school pro wrestling, and the talent who ever worked for this promotion are going to be shitting and burping themselves the entire time they're working. No, the talent's going to be offered benefits, actual health benefits to work for this company. So
what about
they'll go out of business real quick?
So they're already out of business. They can't even afford to do the first show. No, they. I just saw some trailers for it. I mean, it looks cool. I mean, they have filmed matches already, and it's like in one of the old school tiny rings. It kind of looks like a TV sort of. TV center, kind of.
It's the old glow ring?
Yeah. Pretty much. Yeah, so it's something different. I don't know. They're trying to just bring it back to the way it was, and I'll take it. You know, I'll give it a shot. It'll probably never see light of day, and it'll probably be one...
It'll be a Vegas show.
It'll be one DVD release for
it'll
all
be
I know.
Thunder from Down Under.
Yeah, exactly.
Except it'll be oiled dudes that other dudes go see.
Speaking of oiled dudes, John, if you were to make a... You know, if you say you had a real passion
about websites,
like for oiled dudes.
Oiled dudes.
Let's just say, just hear me out. Just say you know.
So just say I went to WankDB and I looked under all the categories, and I go to oiled dudes every time.
That's your drop down.
What are you saying?
All right. So that's your drop down, and you know that's your deal, and you feel so passionate about this.
I'm passionate about oiled dudes.
You want
sexually.
You want people to. You want to hear your voice. You want your voice to be heard. So. You start a blog. Maybe you want to do a blog. Maybe you want to do a video log. Maybe you want to...
A vlog?
I want to do
sharing. Maybe you want to have a merch store. Maybe you just want to get your opinion out there about oiled dudes. Maybe you want oileddudes.com.
I mean, you can just send me messages and I'll tell you everything you need to know about oiled dudes.
And maybe Chris is... maybe you disagree with this whole oiled dude situation.
I'm more of a sensational Sherry guy.
And maybe Chris wants to make an entire website dedicated to Sensational Sherry.
Yeah, the unofficial Queen Sherry fucking fan site.
Well, you might as well just call it official. She can't make it unofficial, you know? It's pretty much, you just do whatever the hell you want with that.
Erotic ring fiction?
What I'm getting at is that either of you for these lovely projects could go right to Bluehost. Bluehost is your company. Unlimited storage, unlimited bandwidth, email addresses... And a shitload more. $6.95 a month. It's pretty fucking cheap. That's only a couple of coffees a month. And you can have your Sherry website up. Or
you know,
your oil
deeds.
You can
just cancel your WWE Network subscription. Get Bluehost.com and a coffee.
Boom.
Yeah, even. Next time you get mad at a WWE storyline, you can cancel your network subscription and go to...
And start your Sensational Sherry website.
And then Paul Heyman came down to the ring and everyone was eating out of the palm of his hands again. So
start a website, start a podcast, whatever the hell it is you want to do, web store.
No, maybe don't start a podcast.
Like, there's only a few of them out there, so, you know, may want to jump on the bandwagon.
Don't let everyone know how fucking easy it is.
Let's keep it down. Neckbreaker.net. Big, Bluehost button on the right side. Click that. Brings you right there. $6.95.
Red button, weird, wildly enough.
That would be funny, yeah. Bluehost, that's your company. That's where to go for websites.
And if you try to start up a podcast, we will run you out of town.
Oh, of course, clearly. No, that's your...
We will acknowledge you as competition.
We will talk about your show.
And then we'll buy
your
footage.
For God. $2 million. Wait a second, this sounds awfully profitable.
Yeah, what the hell are we doing? We'll make money.
Where the hell do you guys get $2 million?
That's how much Vince bought WCW for?
Where do you get it?
What?
I'm joking.
Huh? Where'd I get it? I
DCU,
get it.
Probably. The credit.
I got a credit card this week.
My brother.
Huh?
So, Super...
Evad?
Superstar Billy Graham. We're back to WWE headlines. We only got a few more left.
Actually, they both sound very similar. I Want to Be a Hulkamaniac and the Owen Hart theme song.
Hear about this, Billy Graham signing a Legends deal after years and years and years of trash talking.
I know he threw a fit over Abdul the Butcher getting inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame because I think he was friends with that Hannibal dude who he got hepatitis from. Abdullah, and he was just like, Abdullah never wrestled for WWE, why is he in there? So he like renounced his Hall of Fame status, I guess. I don't know.
Completely. I think we covered this at some point. I feel like he got rid of his ring.
Yeah. If you want some real hilarity, just listen to him shoot on Chris Jericho. It's wonderful.
Billy Graham is he's like a big piece of shit, right?
Bald.
I have no personal experience with him.
I've obviously never met the man because I mean, why? How would I?
We might have him on as a guest.
He's sort of like the guy who inspired Hogan and Ventura. No, we're sort of living in the, like, we grew up like loving those
dudes.
If it was up to
Vince, Hulkamania would have happened at the end in the mid-70s, and it would have been Billy Graham. Vince McMahon loves.
He would have pulled the trigger
Graham.
On him, yeah.
I mean, watch the...
I'll just
was admit. Was it called Too Much Too Soon? Was that the Billy Graham?
Yeah, movie? Yeah. I think I've seen it.
If you watch that, Vince McMahon can't, like, he's, like, stroking it, but he's not coming during the interview.
Oh, you know, just keeping
like
it up.
He's like Gary Stratum of wrestling.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's pretty good.
I don't get the reference, but...
I picked that.
YouTube, WBF, Vince McMahon.
Okay, gotcha. I know what it is now.
It's the GIF. It's the Vince GIF. Yeah. You know, the Vince GIF. If I could get that wallpapered on my room, I would.
You can.
I had no idea who Gary Stratum was before my friend Mike showed me that, and from that moment on, I've never forgotten.
Your friend Mike, he could be a correspondent on my Oiled Dudes website.
Could be.
If I could get that Vince reaction GIF tattooed all the way down my leg, just every picture,
GIF tattoos,
just all the way down. This is the transition.
It's actually GIF, by the way.
No, you can not allowed to say that.
No,
the
creator, no.
The creators of GIF have actually said that. I say GIF. You know,
yeah,
I don't give a fuck.
I challenge right. that.
Yeah, GIF is spelled GIF. What about Jiffy Lube? That's JIF.
I'm with you. That's why I call it a GIF, but it's actually a GIF. The creator. Or it's actually a GIF. It's, but, you know, I call it a GIF, you know.
You just flip-flop that situation.
I had it backwards for a moment there, but yeah, you guys...
You should run for office this year.
You guys
year.
Bugs Bunnied me.
Got you on the panel.
Dick season!
Is that the name of your website?
God damn it, D, your timing is terrible.
That is definitely the name of your blog, Dick Season. Kurt Angle, switch to TNA, guys. Kurt Angle's going to be taking...
We had to talk about TNA again.
I know. It's coming back around. Kurt Angle's going to be taking a
Talking
break.
A lot about a show we're not watching.
From... don't have to wear the watch to understand this, but he's going to be taking a break after his contract expires, which happens to expire in January, but
yeah.
Late December or January.
He signed with Bellator.
Yeah. Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Bellator, you've made me do some coke.
You get the Greg Valentine figure for the day.
You didn't snarl enough, but
Beast Man.
Yeah, so Kurt Angle He's got that. So wait, well, how long did he sign for Bellator?
I'm severed, man.
I have no idea. I just heard he signed with them. I didn't care enough.
He's going to be fighting with Bellator?
Yeah, he wants to do MMA.
I thought like he completely, I swear we've covered this 9 times over with Kurt Angle going back and forth. I'm wrestling, I'm retiring, I'm signing with Bellator, I'm doing MMA.
He I think it's leverage.
Just to maybe with Vince. I'm sure he wants a WWE deal.
I'm sure that's what he wants now more than ever. But I think he'll do the Bellator fight and then like maybe next year. At the end of Brock Lesnar's contract, I bet he comes back for like Lesnar's last match with them at the end of like this 3-year deal.
Never say never. I mean, I know Angle and Hunter don't get along, I'm sure. I feel like they haven't gotten along for years, but never say never. I mean, for him to come back for a couple of months.
Stirring the pot.
Yeah.
That's whatever. Dude.
Angle's listening, yeah.
Angle doesn't smoke pot. He drinks and drives.
He is very orange.
Yeah. We're watching, by the way, watching Survivor Series. What year Survivor Series is this, Chris?
This is
in the background.
88.
88 Survivor Series.
And we have
Hammer. Greg the Hammer.
Greg Valentine.
We have Rugged Ronnie Garvin.
Dino Bravo and Randy Macho King Savage.
Thank you.
And then there's...
Wow, is that Sherry?
Look at the claim.
That's also Jimmy Hart.
Oh, that's who I was talking.
Come on, baby. Let's go, baby.
AJ Styles out from New Japan temporarily with a back injury. I think he's just doing limited dates until the January mega show.
It's Christmas season.
Exactly. I'm going to go home to Tennessee or wherever the fuck he lives to go visit the kids.
Talk ill about his Jesus.
And finally,
about specifically his Jesus, all the Jesus.
You got to hear the promo. Where
I saw it.
Okay.
Axel Rotten.
It was in the Botchamania, I think. I think that's where I saw it from.
Yeah.
Axel Rotten, finally, he signed a book deal. He's going to be doing a memoir of sorts, an autobiography, all of his tell-all book, as he calls it. So that's going to be past alumni, I should say. I don't know what he, I'm sure he's got a lot of drug stories from, half the time we interviewed him, it was like just drug stories of like New Jack and all sorts of,
see,
I bet he has so many stories.
I
want to read this just to see if like any of his stories are verifiable and how many people come out against him once it's released.
If they can remember whether or not it was true.
Right, because, you know, who can you trust in this situation?
Hell, honestly, I don't even think I care if it's true. I think if they're good stories,
that's,
I'll take
it.
I
just want to read it just
to
see the reaction.
I'll take it. That's fine. I'm sure it's close enough. You know what I mean?
He's, I don't want to say it like this because it sounds so fucking lame what I'm going to say. He's a mark for himself, like real bad.
You think he's,
He thinks he's really smart and.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah.
He's Balls Mahoney with his teeth.
A little bit more hair on top, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, Balls has a decent set of hair. Yeah, fact is, he's got a book deal. I don't know when that's coming out. Maybe 2016, 2017. Fuck it all. Fucking no regrets. Chris, let's get to...
Fuck it all. Fucking no regrets.
Speaking of, I don't know.
It's WWE. 16 review time. Gokisar, it's time to talk. That was really good. I like that. That was like the Beetle and Gasper music.
The Monster Mash one?
Yeah.
I listened to that live and I lost it.
Chris is our video game expert. He's been playing the WWE 2K16 game.
He plays Xbox Live, yeah.
Since the moment it came here to his house, I'm sure he's been dominating this game.
Yeah, you saw me demolish Rick Rude without getting a single piece of damage on me. I'm pretty good at it.
Go to our Facebook, Twitter, and all that hogwash. We just posted a picture of Chris's match versus Rude, and it's uncanny what you did with the custom character. I mean, maybe I'm dating myself because I'm still stuck in N64 ways, and the custom characters are slightly improved.
That's where this game kind of shines, is the customization. I was going to get there, but like, you know, I think the two things that really bring this game full on out are the presentation, customization, and the story. That's sort of what this is good about this game. Like, the presentation's so realistic.
It looks so good.
It looks very good. Some of the models are meh, but, you know, overall, I think it's pretty good how they did this. It's very, very fun to play. as you saw, I was just doing finishers as my moves.
The Chris Cassara special. I figured that's exactly how you would work in the ring. Just all power moves, all finishers, all domination.
Yeah, I do like the pop-out power bomb and stuff like that.
You know,
so it's tons of options for you. It's so deep. It's very good there. Where it kind of sucks on that aspect, though, is the load times. Oof. It's very, very slow. You saw how long it took to load the matchup. It took like over a minute. They removed a lot of features. No more flaming tables that might have been gone last year. I don't know. I only had 2K14 to compare it to. I had a lot of freezing and crashing issues when I first got it. And so there was kind of some drawbacks to it, but overall it looks very good. So kind of stick with it. The gameplay is good. They didn't really do too much to the controls, which I liked. I thought the controls were good as is. So I'm kind of like a neoconservative when it comes to my wrestling video game controls. The new submission controls suck. They're terrible. Like
I swear I hear that very often.
I avoid submissions like the fucking plague. It's terrible. The stamina meter kind of sucks. You get like once it's gone, like you can't do a special move, so you just kind of stand there doing nothing. So I don't like that. There are a few glitches too. Like I've had problems with glitches that they shouldn't be an issue. And one of the bigger drawbacks too is the roster is really good because it's so deep. But like all the essentials are there every year too, so it's not a big deal. But like they padded it with like Savio Vega, comma, not the Godfather or the Goodfather, but comma.
Shango? No Shango?
No Shango. Yeah, just the worst of all the gimmicks he had.
See, those are the ones I don't know why I'm kind of attracted to those characters that would have never made the game.
You and I would be, and it's fun to play like a match with them, but then after that, the factor is gone. Like, you're just like, all right, well, whatever.
Like, if my choices were to play Waylon Mercy or Vader, I'd probably pick Waylon Mercy, because I'm like, he'll never make a fucking video game.
You'd get to Vader. I've played as Vader. You know, there's no reason you wouldn't play as Vader. But yeah,
I'd play Vader eventually. I'm just saying I'm more attracted to the characters that would never make the video game. Like Quang. A Savio Vega. A Quang. played Quang.
That's why you download the WWF Raw 32X ROM. So you can play as Quang for 5 seconds.
For that one game.
Yeah, and then you play for it, and then you're done with it. You know, I don't think that these have any lasting power. Like Colonel Mustafa and General Adnan.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool, except for the fact that they took Hogan out of the game.
Can you even?
Who the fuck are they going to go against?
Can you?
Warrior?
You can't even make Hogan, can you?
You can make Hogan. I gave my Hogan Mark Henry's hair, so it looks really funny. But that's as close as I can get. It's either that or
pun intended.
Or Hogan has Paul Heyman hair.
So yeah. So you can't. But you can't upload them to the community, right?
You can.
They've been taking them down.
You can't. I think they have been taking them down, but I downloaded one.
They're not going to babysit that forever. Eventually, just go
they do
away.
It to Benoit, too. Like, Hogan and Benoit are, like, side by side.
Yeah, right.
the annals of WWE.
So what else? You actually listed a lot of things that were good about it. So what else can you think sucked about the game?
The worst part of the game is the soundtrack. I gave them 1 out of 10 for the soundtrack.
That's brutal.
And that one is the stunning Steve Austin theme. That's it. That's the only good song in the
game.
Like,
what do you mean, like, what's wrong with the soundtrack?
The menu music is terrible. It shouldn't be in the game. It just takes up space.
It's, like, not theme music? It's
no
just
custom
menu?
I put in theme music. You can do that. But, so like, they built in a bunch of, like, real songs by, like, real artists. The only good one, Skid Row, Youth Gone Wild.
Oh, that's sweet.
So if that's the best song, you know you're dealing with a fucking shitty playlist.
It'd be better if it was the Hammerfall version.
Like,
probably, yeah.
So you got this huge discography of WWE theme songs, which they own, most of them.
Yeah, and then like in older versions, you could, and I understand it's a hardware issue, that's what people are bitching about, but like, you know, you should be able to import your own music into the game at this point. There's no reason why it was available. It used to be available, but not anymore. Like, you could do it. You could figure out a way.
You should never take away features from games.
Exactly, and that's what this thing is. It's kind of addition by subtraction.
Especially when you can download the game now. It's like all on storage space. So they must have unlimited they could have unlimited capacity for a video game now.
Yeah, they could totally do it. Look, there's no NWO music, and there's no like man called Sting Music, even though they totally should have those in the game.
But did they have NWA music during the last game?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So for the WCW stuff. But
So another thing that's good about this, though, we'll get back to positive things, is the story. There's enough like story aspects to keep you going for a while. Like the career mode is like an RPG style. What kind of sucks about it is that it takes forever to build your guy up. Like it's so hard to gain points. So, but the universe mode is really good. They've always been consistent with that. And the Austin storyline is fun. A lot of retread, but it's still fun. So like overall, I gave it like a 6.4 out of 10. I kind of averaged my points together and the music kind of drags it down to a terrible review score. But so I called it a transitional champion. I'm waiting on next year's game, but they just need to fix the glitches and stop taking away the features and they'll be fine.
John, you're somewhere between me and Chris with wrestling video games, I think, in regards to the amount of time played. I'm stuck on Saturday Night Slam Masters and Chris is playing 2K16. I think you're somewhere.
I still play No Mercy.
I don't own anything past the Sega Genesis, so I don't know where you got that idea.
Well, I figured you had N64 for
2000. I have an N64 that's got dust on it.
Oh, okay.
I got a lot of dust on it.
Don't have 2000 or...
I mean, I have the same video games. I have the same games for N64 you do.
I gotcha.
I have No Mercy, which, I mean, it'll get dusted off every once in a while, but...
I have all N64 wrestling games.
All of them. All of the games.
I think it's 12, something like that. The Japanese ones, too.
IGN gave 2K16 a 4 out of 10, which is perfect.
No. Gave it an 8.8.
Somebody gave it a 4 out of 10.
IGN, I know IGN was an 8.8.
GameSpot, there's one video game company that gave it a 4 out of 10. I only bring it up because somebody made a Bret Hart joke immediately. So, the 4 out of 10.
I wouldn't go that harsh. I think the music brings down the score a lot, only because it's an average. Overall, it's a very good game. It's still really fun, tons of depth, like a lot of options. There's a lot to like about it, but... you know, just the way the average factors out, I kind of scored it lower than I probably would personally.
Good shit. Chris is going to do this every year. That's it. It's his job. We need you to review these games.
My gerb.
And they've been doing them every year now. I mean, for how many years now, you think?
10?
Oh, for...
The yearly game, though. The 2K... When did 2K start?
2K took over for THQ in 2014.
Okay, so
it used to be like WWE 13, and it was
WWE 13, and then was 12. There 12?
Before that, it 11. Was SmackDown versus Raw.
Then, when it turned. So from 11, because then SmackDown versus Raw, I don't think they were making those every single year.
Yes, they were.
Were they?
Yep. They've been making video games every single year since, I believe, the original SmackDown.
There's something about... Why every year?
For N64, THQ, or AKA and THQ, released a game every single year.
Something about it's got to be the money. Because, I mean, they could take their time and make sure there's no glitches and errors and stuff like that.
Well, they want to keep up with the other sports games.
Madden.
Yeah.
And so
Madden,
forth.
Madden, NHL, and the NBA.
And Madden's come out with glitches and errors and shit.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I mean,
the hockey glitches are the best, though.
I think every game comes out with glitches. They just fix it along the way.
They're too big to not have glitches. I don't know. Like, back in the olden days of video games, you know, there were still glitches, but they were hard to activate and stuff. Nowadays, you can see them all the time just because the coding is so much more.
Yeah.
And they probably care a little bit less about fixing them because they can fix it over the internet.
That's true. Here's your download.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You can do an SD card or a patch or anything.
If you get a glitched cartridge... You ain't fixing that on the internet in 1996.
Oh, no, that's a repress.
Yeah.
That's your company is tanking that right now.
Well, we're going to be covering more video games and stuff like that in the future, but let's take a break. We're going to take a sponsor break coming up. I'm going to keep drinking.
I'm going to turn up the heat.
And later, we have plenty of heavy metal headlines to discuss. You've listened this long. You might as well stay to the end.
We get it. You're tired of ads and your grimy fingers are sore from all that fast forwarding. So let's do something about it.
On neckbreaker.net, we created a PayPal button just for this show. If you like what we're doing, click on the PayPal button and send a couple bucks to help us cover our show expenses.
If we're able to raise enough funds annually, we'll make the show completely ad-free. One more time, click that PayPal button on neckbreaker.net, donate whatever you're able to, and thanks for your support.
When you're done with this episode of the Neckbreaker Podcast, you've killed your family and friends and you've turned their teeth into a necklace, take a few minutes and head on over to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, shiningwizards.com, available on Audioboom, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and much more. shiningwizards.com. Kill your friends and family, please. Compliments of the Neckbreaker Podcast.
Guys, we're back here on the ass end of our wrestling and metal panel.
And better than ever.
Yeah, oh. So I let you have it.
Yeah.
Take it with you.
It's the only reason I picked up the mic.
No,
I'm done with the second part. Goodbye, guys.
Drop the mic.
Good night. And good night, nice. Let's heavy metal headlines. We got thrash headlines. I'm trying to pick one from every genre to mix it up as usual, just like we do for pro wrestling. This one's pretty fucking depressing, and I don't even know it's heavy metal, but it's close enough. And actually, the count's been
updated. I didn't even hear about this.
The count's been updated. It's over 51 people are dead at a fire in Bucharest at a nightclub. This band, Goodbye to Gravity, great whited the situation all over again. They did like a pyro. It was a CD release show in Romania, and they did the pyro, and the sparks lit up one of the soundproofing on the walls, shot it all the way up. Venue only had one door for an exit. Rinse and repeat of Providence or in Rhode Island, I should say.
I did when I was in college. I did like Great some White, stupid report on it. It was probably terrible, but I was very familiar with the Great White incident. And it's kind of very similar because like every member of the band died except for the singer. Now,
the singer is the only one remaining, and he hasn't obviously. I mean, he's still in the hospital. I'm sure recovering.
Like, I don't know. Why would you set off fireworks indoors?
It's a fucking shitty. I mean, the club owners are already, all three of the club owners are arrested immediately.
The prime minister resigned over this. There were other things, but I just think that's was the
insane it got the prime minister to resign because it was dirty business going on in the background between, I don't know, the prime minister and the business and the licensing and all that shit, because you need to get permits, and there was dirty work going on in the background, and I mean that in the best way because it's such a good movie. But
with Norm Macdonald,
ridiculous,
that, son of a bitch, bastard.
Such, I mean, it's a depressing headline to start off with, but I mean, I can't believe that we're 2015 after that Great White show, which got so much media and so much press and lawsuits and. Bands still say, nah, we're good. We're all right.
And that was like 2002.
That was nobody gives a shit about the past.
Yeah.
It's history. It already happened. Nobody cares. Like, they didn't even think about that. They're just like, we're good. Let's just do pyro in the venue.
I mean, did they even make it all the way to Romania? Do they have the internet there yet?
You know, that's a good point, John. If that same situation, if Great White or whatever played a show in Romania, would we have given a shit about it?
No.
No, probably
I don't
not.
Give a shit about this one.
Wow, that's just—I don't know. I can't believe the exact same. The fact that the same thing, fire from pyro, and there's only one door, and everyone's trying.
Everyone
to get
wants
out.
To be Tommy Lee.
Yeah, everyone wants. Well,
start a rap metal band.
Legit, that
methods
sucks.
Of mayhem.
Methods of mayhem.
It's a shitty story, but you know.
Very good.
Yeah.
Get naked.
Hey, Anthrax putting out a new album in 2016.
I'd rather go to a Goodbye to Gravity show than listen to the new Anthrax album. God. Saving that one for like 5 minutes.
You saved that till I fucking took a sip.
You did. New Anthrax album, original lineup as usual. Joey's being Joey. I don't know if they're still writing new metal riffs or what, or what they're trying
to
do.
I'm sure they are.
I don't know.
They don't know any better.
Yeah, they're still stuck in their new metal ways.
It's Inside Out 2, correct side in.
John Bush is, they pretty much, I can't even think of a wrestling term to compare it to, but they're just like erasing that history. Like, no,
he's Hulk Hogan.
That never happened. I don't know what you're, they're Benoit-ing the situation with Bush. Like, nope, didn't happen, didn't exist.
He's Nails.
Yes.
That was terrible. Why would we talk about it?
Yeah, exactly. This news bullet we've been covering for two shows now, and it's already actually changed. The dispute between Victory Records and Spotify has been resolved.
Spotify
right now.
Yep.
Discography's back up and running. I'm sure Spotify cut them a check of $27 and called it a day. Here you are. Here's your fucking royalties. Paid off.
You're in the music business, asshole.
Well, what it was, I think, I mean, it's bad PR. Victory was threatening layoffs, which is fucking weird. If you need Spotify to be your source for your fucking employees to actually continue working at the label, that's your source for income.
I mean, if you can make money off of Spotify, I'm sure Victory Records does.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it is. I thought it was like, you know, minimal, but I guess it's larger sums.
That's what
it's good enough to make fun of, though.
Yeah, well, no, of course. It's such an easy bullet to shit out. It's just, I can't believe that large of a portion of their income is Spotify. Where, like, oh, we don't have that. We have to get rid of employees.
It's not.
I don't know that.
It can't be. This guy's just a jackass. He's a notorious jackass.
Just a fuck you, we'll lay off people just to make.
He made Thursday break up on a Friday.
Oh, what an asshole. Yeah, so anyway, long story short, this news bullet's old, doesn't need to be here. But yeah.
I'll replace it with a more relevant one. Phil Taylor died today.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Drummer on the,
what albums did he do?
The first 7, 6 Motorhead albums.
Why did he leave?
Because he didn't want to be in Motorhead anymore, so he wouldn't die.
Who the fuck would leave Motorhead?
Everyone but Lemmy.
Yeah, it's true. Who the fuck would leave Motorhead?
Phil Taylor?
Just imagine, John, you're in Motorhead.
I'd probably have to quit.
You'd probably have to die.
No, I'd probably have to quit. You gonna keep up with Lemmy every day? Lemmy can't even keep up with Lemmy.
You don't have to.
It just took him a lot longer to tap out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that sucks too, man. We're all depressing news today. Anthrax album, you know.
I mean, he was 61 and he was in Motorhead. I'm sure he outlived his life expectancy by about 21 years.
Something like that. Take a little sip from my Wendy's cup.
Sip a beer for the dead guy.
I have a cap on my seltzer bottle, so I'm just going to look at it.
That's fine. That's fine.
There's too much going on.
You know, Chris, if let's just say you didn't have the network. Let's just say, for whatever reason, this WWE network didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
This VHS looks great.
And let's just say you wanted the Survivor Series box set of all the DVDs. Maybe even you're looking for the VHS version. Mm. I don't know.
I have the VHS version. Why would I buy the DVDs?
Let's just say somebody took care of it up there. You know, maybe the quality's bad.
Maybe it's like a Christmas present.
You know, maybe you want to give one to me. Maybe you'd like to give, hey, Brian, maybe you'd like a VHS set.
I knew that's where this was going. I'm not buying you the Survivor Series collection, Brian.
Let's just say I'm interested in this as a present.
Christmas is coming up.
Yeah.
Can you think of like a website that, and not eBay either. eBay doesn't exist. Like if there was like another website that would have products like this.
I was talking to one of my coworkers by the water cooler today.
Really?
And they mentioned some website called Amazon. Is that how you say it? Am I saying it right?
No.
It's amazing.
You're definitely getting it wrong there, dude.
Is that the NBA?
Amazon. That's the brand. That's the company. I think you got
it wrong. Like, turned this podcast Amazoff after that.
Suck my ass, it smells. Amazon's the company.
It's like a Wolverine.
Amazon's the company. You know the company. They have everything in the world. You can get toothpaste shipped to you tomorrow morning if
or guitar
you really
parts,
wanted
which
it.
I need.
Anything's on there. You're going to be shopping on there. You know the drill. Go to our website first, neckbreaker.net.
You buy a drill there.
By all means. You can have it here tomorrow morning. Click that Amazon button on neckbreaker.net. They help us out. They keep the show running so we can still be assholes to you in audio format. A couple more headlines, and then we're going to wrap things up for this week's show. I hope you enjoyed the interview with Extinction AD earlier. Decapitated...
Extinction AD!
Decapitated at the Gates and The Haunted are going to be touring early 2016. I think that's a pretty cool, appropriate tour package, I feel.
Yeah, just replace that one with a zero, and yes, you were correct.
I thought the same exact thing. Yeah. Oh, dead on with that
and
one.
Isn't At the Gates and The Haunted touring together like Boxcar Racer and Blink-182?
That's pretty much for 2016 even, right? Decapitated.
Also Decapitated touring in 2006. Actually, no, 2006 he wasn't dead yet. Oh, no, man, that might have been the tour.
No, it was 2007.
Yeah, so it might have been the...
That was 9 years ago. Jeez, yeah. I'm crow. Holy shit. At the Gates is, like, officially, like, all... They're, like, full-time all the time now. I thought that was just going to be, like, a one-off kind of tour and let's go back to being retired.
Then they realize nostalgia makes money and new music doesn't.
Yeah, and then...
Anthrax.
Yeah.
Let's just live albums.
Well, At the Gates still puts out new albums and shit. I'm sure they're probably working on another one right now. So
At the Gates puts out new albums. They just have one good part to one song, and that's the whole reason anyone goes and sees them. And every time they go, go!
And then
everyone's done.
They go.
They're done.
All right, so you guys,
oh, shit, there's our cue. Let's get the hell out of here.
Do a drum roll, say go, back on the bus.
In the news item that you guys definitely don't give a shit about, Dream Theater is going to be releasing a double album in 2016. The cool concept, I thought, is that they're debuting it live on tour, which I could see a lot of fans...
That sounds fucking awful.
If you take out the six and put a zero between the other zero and the one, I care.
Ooh, I'm going to need some...
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, wait a minute. You got a bunch of Coors Lights on here.
I just,
on
like,
the table.
Complicated John Yude.
Yeah. All right. It's a different concept. I mean,
no, I think if this were 15 years ago, I'd care, but like, you know, it's Dream Theater.
All right, pick a band that you're into right now that's not an old fart band. Like a kind of newer band.
Chon.
Like what? All right. Here.
You heard me. Chon.
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 John, give me a band you're into.
A band I'm
what
into.
What even like Zilbaba?
Okay.
What if they played their entire new album live?
I would not give a fuck. I really wouldn't.
Like you, but you
I would hate it.
You would hate the situation.
I would hate it.
I think it must depend on.
I would really, honestly hate it. I'm not.
I think this is a cool idea. I mean, it's going to be a long set of like I don't know this song, but it's all a right. Cool concept. It's a good draw. Like, oh shit, I can go hear the new album.
You're going to see Def Leppard. Very plausible. You like Def Leppard.
It happens. Every
10 new songs in a Def Leppard set. Oof. You're fucking pissed. Two albums worth of new songs in a Dream Theater set, and it sounds like a great idea?
It just sounds
it
like...
It sounds like a Dream Theater
nope.
idea.
It just
here's
sounds
the,
like...
Here's
with a
the
fucking
difference in the
feather
concept.
In their cap
here's
the, it's a great idea.
Here's the
it's
difference.
Too many notes.
The difference in this concept too is that they're notes. Advertising this. If Def Leppard advertised, we're going to play our brand new album in advance. I mean, well, sure, if, the draw would be nothing.
If
but
they're on the Pyromania 4 tour, I mean, they're kind of advertising it.
It's the fact that they're saying it in advance. Like, all right, for instance, Symphony X, their current tour with Overkill, they played 6 new songs in a row from the new album.
I feel like if this was Killswitch Engage and not Dream Theater, you'd be killing them.
I agree.
Yeah,
I think that you're being very biased about this.
They're saying it. They're at least advertising that. If they just said "fuck the world," we're playing our new album, I'd be pissed.
I get it. You like them. It's cool. You're allowed to. But this is a terrible idea for buttheads.
This is a good idea for people who really like Dream Theater, but for the 99.9% of the rest of the population.
I mean, this is
you
wouldn't want
to hear one
market.
Of your favorite bands play a brand new album? Like, if you're going to...
Absolutely not.
If Nevermore got back together and played nothing but a whole new album, I'd be bullshit.
You do it. You buy an album and you listen to it, or you download an album, you listen to the album.
Yeah, but...
Yeah,
but
the album's just, $10.
All right. So you wouldn't spend just $20 to go see that band play it live and hear it
probably not,
for the first
no.
time?
Not if it was Dream Theater. I've stood
no,
up for 3 hours.
No, but that's
bored
not.
Out of my
no,
mind.
I'm trying to convert you. I'm trying to find a band that you might do that for. Like, where you'd want to hear a brand new album from a band, and actually, that'd be cool to just see it live versus listen to it in your car.
Homer Simpson said it best: "Get to the work in overtime part."
Okay, would I go see it if it was a certain band? It would have to be the band. But would I prefer it over going to see him play the hits? Absolutely not.
That wasn't the argument. You
said it's a great idea. That's a second rate Dream Theater set, as far as I'm concerned.
I said it's a different idea.
You said it was a good idea.
Well, see, now I'm saying it's a good idea. So
good, great, different. Mine are closer to the same than yours is.
I'm just saying there's got to be a band that you'd be down to, you'd be open to the idea, and maybe.
Not for 3 hours. Not a double album.
All right, disregard the double album part then.
For 45.
So we're taking away all of the details of what makes this a thing.
A brand new album.
We're going to strip away as much as possible until we go to the show.
45 minutes, take a 5-minute break, and then you play the goddamn hits.
That, sure, fine. I'm just saying.
What I will say is Dream Theater is one of those bands where, I mean, their niche market will probably eat it up with a spoon.
Yeah, I agree with
right.
that.
It's probably sold out. I'm just saying, never mind. I feel like
just play Master of Puppets live again.
All right, so like, say never. So you wouldn't go see it if Nevermore advertised, "Hey, we're gonna do."
No,
you just wouldn't.
I would
so
go,
you don't have,
but I wouldn't be happy about it.
So there's gotta be all right.
I'd be a surly alcoholic.
I know I'm still trying on this concept, but.
Okay.
Pick a favorite. I need a favorite band.
Here we go. I'll get him.
Pantera's Back from the Dead and play
Steel Panther. There you go. I got you. I got you that one.
Fuck off.
Sold.
Yeah, but you would too.
I would too, but I also think that it's different. It's a comedy album.
You got a little gimmick there, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a gimmick.
So all right, well, there's gotta be who's your favorite band then? For the Dream Theater, that's my bias. You don't have a favorite band, do you? You don't.
No, John already smoked.
Steel Panther.
I'm just being, you know, the guy. I'm being the contrarian opinion.
You're being the couch guy from Half Baked.
Pretty much, yeah.
If Motorhead did it, wouldn't care. Judas Priest did it, wouldn't care.
Perfect example, because they've already done it this year. Maiden.
If Maiden did it, I wouldn't care.
Yeah.
Wait, so Maiden played their new album?
If Maiden played, look, and I liked the new Maiden album. I thought it was really good. It was Maiden, so. But it's new, and it's not the classic stuff that I grew up listening to, so I kind of care less because I'm an old man now.
I think that's where our difference of opinion. I think I actually look forward to new music from bands, but I think you guys don't.
It's not that I don't look forward to new music from bands. It's if I'm going to go see the show, I want to go see what I like from a band.
You want the hits.
Yeah, I mean, pepper in some songs. I'm okay with that. But when I go to see bands, I like to go, that's why I like heavy music. It's because I want to go off to parts that I like and songs that I like and sing along. I mean, maybe it's the hardcore kid in me, but.
Yeah, you want to know what you're getting into.
Not that I want to know what I'm getting into, but I know what I want to go enjoy.
I gotcha. I know where you.
Well,
it's like
when I go see Boston and they have a new album out, and I heard 9 songs off of that album. Fucking never been happier to hear about a guy barbecuing indoors. For making me sit through some of that bullshit.
But Boston isn't your band. That isn't your. I don't know. It's tough for me to have this conversation. Not conversation, but to find an example where you guys go, oh.
If my Wub Wub was going to play its new album live, I'd probably go see it too.
My Wub Wub.
Yeah.
It's hard. I understand your viewpoint entirely.
You don't have a favorite band.
I just don't share it.
Yes.
Is the best way to put it. And the perfect way to end an argument with no answer is we agree to disagree.
It's the gayest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I know. It sucks. It's terrible. I hate that so much.
Couch guy.
You're in the minority on this one, though.
Yeah.
We'll poll it.
No, in this room I am.
I understand.
I'll poll it online.
Your opinion, and I don't hate you for it.
We'll poll it when it comes out.
I think more people. I don't know. It might be 50-50.
I think it's a Dream Theater fan thing.
No, this.
I do too.
I think not even specifically just because it's Dream Theater. I don't think a lot of bands could do this and their fan base would be into it. I think Dream Theater is one of those bands.
See, there's gotta be an example. I'll think of it. There's gotta be a band that another band that could do this. Not, I don't think it's just Dream Theater. I hate to say Opeth.
Nope. No. Not me. Maybe you guys, but I am not. No, I'm
like one.
Well, no, I know it's not in this room. I know there's other people out there who are listening. Yeah. They have a band, and they would love to see if they advertised it well in advance, saying this is we're debuting our album live.
And I'm sure there are. I'm not one of those people.
And I didn't say you were. I'm just let's. That's what people pay the big bucks for us. They want to hear. They want to hear our disputes, our arguments. Good, it's good material.
This is how you have a debate. You don't fucking get mad at each other over stupid shit. You just fucking talk it out.
Shut up, Chris. No, thanks. Black metal. Let's switch gears. Abbath. It's got a solo project.
Abbath.
Releasing new material. Wow, surprisingly in the month of December. How shocking. Oh, let's pick a cold month to put a black metal album out.
Should be in January.
Could it,
that's after the solstice.
Yeah, right.
Solstice?
I haven't heard the material. No solstice. And then I'm sure Immortal's still going to tour without Abbath, so it's kind of that...
Yeah, I think we got a real at-the-gates haunted situation going on here.
Yes, exactly. It's not quite Queensryche, you know, but it's in that ballpark, in that arena. And Gamma Ray, power metal news. Gamma Ray is adding a second vocalist to their band at this stage.
Is it Mark McGrath from Sugar Ray?
Oh my god. Yeah, I got that. I don't get it. I don't
That was really good.
I this bothers me, especially at this point.
I don't mind it. It's you're
of
not going to make
don't mind it.
You're not going to make any money, but like you could do the layered vocals live, so that's kind of I could see the point of it.
You can't have the background. You can't have the bass player do that shit.
Maybe they're not a talented singer enough, you know.
They're fired. I don't know. The second vote, this has gimmick written all over it. I don't know. Maybe I don't like it. I don't like maybe the, I don't think I ever liked two vocalists. I always feel like a bass player.
3 inches of blood.
Didn't one of them switch the bass though?
311.
I mean, it has to be done right. I mean, there was a. Do you know what I think? Why you don't like the multi vocals? Because there was a time in our when we were listening to a lot of new music, especially, where there was so many fucking bands with two and three singers. Like there was a lot for a little while,
huh? Like early 2000s.
So yeah, X things X and like we were seeing bands with a lot of singers.
There were a lot of area.
And too many guitar players.
A lot of
dual and triple.
Yeah, you'd have three guitar players all playing the same goddamn chords.
Yeah, playing breakdowns too. It wasn't even like solos or anything.
And you'd have vocalists who were like. I'll do the lows and you do the mid lows and they're like kind of in that same ballpark and you're like, wait a minute, there's nothing makes any one of them stand out. So for Gamma Ray to do this is, I don't know, especially at this point of they've been around for well over 30 years.
Here's what I'm thinking is someone can't keep up with the songs by themselves anymore.
That's a good point.
Everyone's Halford. Maybe they just need to get a teleprompter.
We need somebody to fill in the gap, if you will. What if... I can't think of an example, but I thought that was a cool bullet, an interesting bullet.
It is a good bullet. I don't mind it, but, you know, whatever. I like the idea of layered power metal vocals, though.
Oh, in the studio? No doubt. Just two vocalists live is you got one person kind of just walking around and, I don't know, looking at people, killing time between gaps. But
I mean, if they do call and return stuff, then it's not bad.
That's true.
I also am basing this off of bands that I like that have more than one vocalist.
I kind of want one of them to start pushing the other one off stage. I want it to be like, it just devolves into a cat fight.
Of course.
That'd be great.
That will happen. Puppies. With Gamma Ray. Gentlemen, we are at the end of our panel. How about this? That was a big, a lot of news, a lot of conflict. We've been watching Survivor Series. We're going to be recording some Survivor Series for the premium site in the near future, so definitely keep your eyes peeled for that.
Hogan, not watching this.
Hogan had a nice little wedgie at the 88 Survivor Series when he was
black
posing
straps
for the win.
Matter.
It was pretty good. Plugs. Let's wrap this shit up. Nature Party, John. You guys have been tracking anything going down?
Yes.
Perfect. Anything else? Projects? Anything that works?
No.
Great.
I got a project. I'm going to take my Dan Electro bass. I said it right.
You did.
I'm going to take the neck off, and I'm going to put 6 strings on it and play through that now.
How's that going to sound?
Whoa. We'll find out. I haven't Frankensteined a guitar in a while, so I think I'm going to
use that. Yeah, you're due for that.
I'm due for a nice, good old-fashioned piece of shit.
A little rehab ski?
Yeah. I'm going to screw some stuff in there that aren't supposed to go there, but it's going to look goofy, and I like that.
Kazaris, Parasitic, or KES, anything going down?
There's some stuff brewing with Parasitic right now, so stay tuned. Nothing I can announce yet.
Fair enough.
I'm keeping it close to the vest. For KES, I just added like 40 minutes, 50 minutes of music to my computer, like when you factor in Nitro Party and KES. So there's a lot to sift through.
You got right some now. Got some stuff brewing.
I have a lot. A lot on deck right now.
You got a slow cooker up there.
Yeah, it's a very slow cooker, but it's gonna be like, you know, Chipotle barbacoa
that flavor is gonna be worth the wait.
So stay tuned. There's a lot.
This whole plug segment is all of our projects saying there's nothing going on. Pretty much, there's something eventually going on.
The Nitro Party one's going to happen. It's all going to happen real fast. That's kind of the way we work.
Yeah, and it's going to pop up real soon, too. It's almost there.
We do chunk plays.
Yeah.
We don't ground and pound.
No ground and pound. You were, same thing with Drive-By. No updates. We're still working on the Greatest Hits Final. Keep your ears peeled. Keep checking the internet for all that hogwash.
Butt shield, too.
Let's wrapping it up here. A couple of plugs for ourselves. If you guys are looking for a full show archive, neckbreaker.net/premium. We launched this site. It's got all of our entire archives. We're going to be putting exclusive shows up there, exclusive panels. We're going to be doing more drinking games just for the premium site. And we're still going to be doing some of our free feed as well. But we're going to split it up. You guys will check that out. The site contains, again, past episodes with Terror, Axel Rotten, Hammerfall, all the past guests. Definitely check that shit out.
Ted Irvine's son.
Don't forget our merch shop, neckbreaker.net/shop. T-shirts, hoodies. Every time we have a stupid idea, there's a good chance we're going to put that on there.
That's true.
Immediately.
I like John's idea.
Yes, definitely.
Because we can put them up and take them off whenever we feel like, too.
Coffee mugs. There's potential for anything on this, so you're going to see some good shit coming out of there.
Can we get a coffee mug that has parentheses, coffee, parentheses?
Anything.
Because that means there's liquor in it.
Adult coffee. I knew it was. Just ruin the gimmick. Help us pay the bills, neckbreaker.net/shop. Definitely check that shit out. Follow us Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Every other site in the world is all at NB Podcast. Support our podcast partners at the Shining Wizards Network and the Blast Syndicate. And tell your friends about our show. Word of mouth is free, and free is always good. Gentlemen, this was fun. This is disputeful.
It was real fun,
argumentative.
Moggle.
That's with two G's, right?
It's King Aku and Andre Moggle.
The fucking Heenan family. Oh, look at that fucking haircut on Rick Rude. There's your preview for our Survivor Series commentary episode on the premium
look
site.
Look at that fucking cocaine face on.
Oh, this is beautiful.
This is a
the
fucking
All-American
treat.
Boys.
Let's wrap it up. Thanks for listening and cheers.
The episode is wrapped up and now you're bored out of your freaking mind. Kill that boredom with show tickets from our friends at Click a Ticket.
Google Click a Ticket, add some awesome event seats to your Mario Kart, and then enter the promo code NECKBREAKER at checkout for an exclusive 5% discount.
One more time, Google Click a Ticket, add some tickets to your cart, enter NECKBREAKER for your 5% discount. Support this awesome company because they support us.